Here's my favorite duff.
What?
D-U-F-F, designated ugly fat friend. It's not like a big deal. Every group of friends has one. You're the one who's approachable. You friended up. Good for you.
People like you will never matter.
Forget her. Prove her wrong.
I don't want to be anybody's duff. Help me with this.
On one condition. You gotta ask me in your monster voice.
From when we were little?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember it.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm somebody's duff. So is everybody. But it shouldn't affect how you see yourself.
Okay, here's the deal. You've seen a lot of things in The Duff before, but that doesn't mean it's not an effective movie. In essence, The Duff is another high school social strata movie like Heather's, Mean Girls, or Can't Buy Me Love. The story follows a slovenly high school girl named Bianca who realizes that she's her friend's duff, the designated ugly fat friend. While not really fat or ugly, Bianca's approachable nature makes her a great buffer for her hot buddies. After she figures this out, Bianca tries to break out of the social prison and become the person she's proud of. Mae Whitman leads the cast and holds the movie together as Bianca, offering plenty of charm and vulnerability. Though covering familiar ground, from old standby bullying from the John Hughes movies to the immediacy and cruel nature of modern social media, The Duff manages to have some pretty clever gags and jokes that will appeal to more than just high schoolers. The Duff gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.